Welcome to the BitByte Podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only, and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick? Did you set your clock back today?
Nope. I probably need to go around the house and all the other bucks, but I'm glad the phone just does it automatically.
It's so funny. Like, I think the only clock that we have in our house that needs update is the oven. That's the only clock we have.
Yeah. I have the oven and the microwave both.
Yeah, and our microwave, like at our house, you've been to our house, right? I mean, the microwave is in such a weird spot that you don't even look at it for time anyways, so. So what do you think about the price action going on in the market today? Or, I mean, this past week, it's been boring.
Well, it's just been kind of stuck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is it hasn't gone down. It's like trying to find its ceiling and it keeps testing, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, so what, I mean, so we had this discussion about a year ago, and I think that's when there were things that were happening. And if you remember, we would get dips, right? And the dips would be bought up so quickly, they were just these flashes. And we've seen those flashes kind of happen again, where they're just like, there's so much of a feeding frenzy at those lower levels, they're just getting bought up as soon as it dips below a certain level. And that happened around last year whenever we were breaking the all-time high. We hit, at that time, that was, I think we were sitting around $19,000, and it kept on trying to hit its head on the $20,000 mark, just trying to get through there.
Yep.
And we'd see it dip down.
That was December, right?
I can't remember exactly what that date was. I don't know if it was October going into November or if it was in December.
I'm pretty sure it was in December when it finally broke through 20.
We just kept on seeing that similar kind of pattern, right? Where it was kept on dropping, get bought up, and it would hit its head, go back down. They would try and suppress the market, and it would try and drop down again, and then it would just get gobbled up again. I think we're seeing a very similar pattern right now. And we had a descending channel that was happening last week, and we broke out of that. Now we're in this symmetrical triangle. And I really think, I mean, basically either by tonight or tomorrow, we're going to see a breakout either to the upside or the downside. Given the current trend, I do think it's going to go to the upside. And I'm going to make a prediction right now. It'll hit 74,000 with this breakout.
So you think somewhere, or that's going to be the peak?
Not the peak, but that's going to be the next breakout. Like, that's going to become our next floor, or our next next move that we're going to take.
Gotcha. Okay.
Basically, we're gonna
pretty bold predictions.
Yeah, but we're gonna stop this whole 60,000 range, and we're gonna go up into the $74,000 range. I think that'll be done by the end of this next week for sure. That's my prediction.
Well, I remember one of the interesting things when Bitcoin did its breakout, from 20,000, and then it just kind of took off because Michael Saylor kind of started coming out talking about it. Elon Musk shortly afterwards announced that they bought, so much Bitcoin, and it went from 20,000 to 30,000, and it never really went down from there.
Right. Yeah. Well, and even like during this mini bear market we had, the lowest it hit was 28,000. I think that was only for like maybe an hour. I don't think it stayed down there long. It just did not like it down there. And honestly, I mean, given what we've seen so far, and if the market continues the way that it is, and I made a bet with a guy the other day, and I told him, I said, I don't think we'll ever see Bitcoin below $40,000 ever again.
Really?
Yeah. I think that was the last time we'll ever see that in our lifetimes. I mean,
I can buy that.
I think we've set a new floor.
We saw it go to 60 and then drop down to 28, so.
We did, no, and I get that, but I think what's going to happen is, I mean, that rising tide just keeps on getting higher and higher, right? I do think, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that we're not going to see a giant pullback, but I think if we get up into the, if we hit Plan B's model where he says we're going to hit 98,000 by the end of this year, or by the end of this month. I mean, yeah, we'll see corrections. We'll see drops from 98,000 down to 70 or even 60 again, right? But those are huge drops from that level. If we hit $135,000 for the end of this year still, like what he's predicting, I mean, we'll see like a correction down to 60, 70,000, but I don't think we'll ever get down to 40,000 ever again. And if that's the case, 40,000 would be the absolute bottom of a bear market after this market ends, after this bull cycle ends.
I see your point. You know, just with everything that's going on, you know, inflation wise, and then of course the infrastructure spending bill that has passed, our government's going pretty crazy with the money printer. And I at some point, reality is going to catch up to the crypto market and gold and even the precious metals. I mean, the dollar is a loser. We all know this. We just all haven't agreed on it yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's going to take some people some time to, I think it's going to take people time to understand what they need to put their money into. I mean, because we've talked about this where, I mean, even before we started doing this podcast, we've talked about the market crashes and stuff like that. If all the markets crash, Bitcoin's going to go through hell.
For sure. Kind of like March 2020.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when everything crashes, what's going to happen is these big investors and everything, they're going to take the liquidity that they can, wherever they can get it from. So even if that is Bitcoin, they're going to sell the hell out of it. But the market that recovers quickest is going to be, and my prediction would be Bitcoin. Because that value statement is still there and the scarcity of the asset.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you brought up an interesting point, too, because they just passed that House infrastructure bill on the 5th. And it basically, I mean, it's so weird that they incorporated cryptocurrency regulations or rules into this infrastructure bill. Like, that is a weird way to put that in there. And it, what did you say the total spending on the bill was?
$1.2 trillion.
I mean, and that's huge on top of everything else that they've injected into the economy so far. And they're still going to continue to do it. And I think the feds are basically the feds announced that they were going to start pulling back or tapering on their bond purchasing. But I don't think that's going to be till next year, but they haven't
instituted that. I don't think that's going to happen. If once the Fed leaves the bond market, it's over.
No, and that's the thing. They can't. If they start to pull that money away, that hit goes away from the economy, and then that druggie starts to go through withdrawals bad, right?
Yep. Start getting the shakes.
And that's honestly what it would be. It'd be like convulsions in the market. Like, everything would continue to drop and dip and drop and dip. And I don't see them doing that. I think they can talk about it really nice, but with inflation the way that it is, and I think just trend.
Yeah, and I think another thing I've noticed in the mainstream media, I mean, I don't watch a whole lot of it, but they've basically given up on the idea that the inflation that we're seeing now is quote-unquote transitory. Like, it's real, and it's happening fast.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
I don't know, there's a lot going on this year that, you know, people are getting sick of what's going on. I mean, the Let's Go Brandon meme in college stadiums around the country. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty crazy that you see that at football stadiums, even on the East Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. And yeah, I think the big thing too, like the weird thing with this infrastructure bill, not to kind of redirect, but to kind of just go on this real quick. The crypto industry was concerned about tax reporting requirements within the bill. And the IRS, for the purposes of it, they're looking to say anything that's essentially a transaction of $10,000 or higher, they want reported within 15 days to the IRS, right? And so that's not a huge deal in and of itself, but the problem is what they're saying is it's brokers. They need to define who the brokers are, because in my opinion, the brokers should be the exchanges. If somebody is selling $10,000 worth of Bitcoin through an exchange, then that exchange needs to report that to the IRS or of any cryptocurrency. It doesn't just have to be Bitcoin. But the problem is they have not defined what a broker is. Is a broker somebody like the miners, right? Because the exchanges, where do they get their coins from? They get them from the miners, especially when you're looking at something like Bitcoin. So how is that defined? And they have yet to do that within that bill. So even though it's been passed, we still don't have the regulation clarity that is needed to understand how that's going to move forward within the space. I mean, they're using outdated terminology. I mean, they're using a IRS code from 40 years ago to apply to the in-person cash transactions, which, I mean, is ridiculous. But at least it doesn't, they're not trying to continue on with that $600 figure thing or whatever they're trying to do. But I think they're still going to try and push that through if that hasn't already been pushed through. Have you heard anything more on that one?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Because that's ridiculous. That's undue needs that they're going to put onto the banking system if they're going to do that. I don't know. I think that's ridiculous. Where is... I just deleted the article I was going to bring up. The next thing I wanted to bring up was the game theory, basically, about we're seeing mayors, newly elected mayors, that are going to start taking their salary in Bitcoin. Miami has been huge in the cryptocurrency space, and they basically said they wanted to be the center of it, right? And I don't have the mayor's name in front of me because I just closed out the article. But the mayor, the newly elected mayor of Miami, said that they want to be the hub, and he said he was going to take his first paycheck in Bitcoin, the whole thing. So now New York's mayor, which for New York, right, they've obviously always been kind of the center of the financial hub for the United States and in some sense the world.
Yeah, New York and London, right?
Yeah, and they've been so hampered by regulations. I think it's the New York tax law or whatever, or the New York Bitcoin law. I can't remember exactly what it's called. They've got themselves through so much red tape. It was almost impossible to open up anything Bitcoin wise in New York. And that was due to the regulation. But the newly elected mayor there in New York, he's claiming that he wants to have his first three paychecks in Bitcoin. You know, kind of just saying, well, if Miami's doing this, I'm going to do this. And so then the Miami mayor fired back and said, well, he'd be comfortable taking his first year's salary in Bitcoin.
They're all one-upping each other.
Yeah, so it's the game theory, right? So then all of a sudden yesterday I heard about the Tampa Bay mayor that just got elected. She said that she's going to take her payments in Bitcoin. I mean, and it's that game theory, right? Like everybody's throwing down the gambit. They want to be the innovative. They want to be hip. They want to be new. And they want to show everybody that they're on board with this crypto craze that's happening. And that's exactly how the game theory is supposed to play out. We're going to see the same thing with countries.
Well, we saw it with El Salvador, right? We just need to see other ones. And of course, it's going to be the part of the game theory. It's the countries that are kind of outside of the financial sector, you know, Iran, North Korea, stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be those countries that, you know, and it's always an interesting litmus test. And so it's going to be weird with some of those countries because the weird thing about Bitcoin and the way that the governments recognize Bitcoin tell you how totalitarian the government is. If they truly understand Bitcoin and they are open to it, then usually you have a pretty good government. But if you have a government that tries to censor it, that tries to ban it, then your government's not so hot.
Yeah, like Venezuela.
Yeah. Well, but even Venezuela was weird, right? Because they came out with the Petro. But they also accepted Bitcoin and Litecoin. But I don't think they allowed you to mine it in Venezuela. They just said that you could bring the coin into the country and they would take it.
They'd expropriate it?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's so weird. Really, when you look at your country and their economy and how open and free they are, the regulations they put on Bitcoin is pretty much a good litmus test for your country. Not so much, it doesn't say a whole lot about Bitcoin, but it says a lot about your country.
I'd buy that. Yeah.
I don't know, man. What's your prediction for the price action this next week?
I don't know. I'd say, you know, maybe I'll be bullish, but not quite as bullish. I'll say 70.
70? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like for us to be able to, maybe we'll have to record again midweek. I'll be gone again this next week, but I would like for us to get at least a mid-session in. It's just, it's been so hard for me this past couple weeks.
Well, I have a laptop now, so I could be able to pull that off, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. I'm dead tired by the end of the day right now. But we can still try and record something. Just get in touch with me during the week.
All right, no, sounds good.
Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up today?
Nothing today. Nothing really burning.
Okay. Yeah, I just real quick reminder, we are working on, basically it's going to be a video series, The History of Money. And if you want to sign up to receive that, it's going to be free for the people that we get the email registrations for. So you can email us at contact@thebitbytepodcast.com. I've also got a new node coming to the house. So I'll probably try and do an unboxing on that. And I'll get that uploaded so I show everybody kind of, maybe we should do an episode where we talk about the nodes and the miners and how that all, the ecosystem works. Just to make people understand a little bit better. But I'll do a video review of that node and miner. It's not a miner, it's a node. Just to kind of give everybody kind of an overview of it and see if it's something you'd be interested in doing. But that goes into more responsibility stuff that we'll have to get into later too, where we're going to have to talk about not your keys, not your Bitcoin, that kind of thing. So anyways, yeah, that's all I've got today. And again, we're still working on trying to get some more social media fleshed out there. And yeah, this is a work in progress, guys. And we've got other lives on top of that. So it's not always right there where we want it to be, but hopefully as time goes on, we can keep building.
That's right. Lots of irons in the fire.
Yeah. So thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you all soon.
Yeah.
Be blessed.
Bye.